I have a little granddaughter named Catherine. And Catherine was 1 pound and 10 ounces when she was born. She was so tiny that you could hold her in the palm of your hand. She was so tiny that her first oxygen tent was a baggie. And we spent the first week or 10 days of her life trying not to get attached to this little creature that didn't even look like a baby, because we didn't know if we'd get to keep her. And just to ease anyone's fears, I can't believe this. Catherine, last Saturday, Catherine turned 13. And she's perfectly healthy in every way in the world. And I have to tell you right now that I have never been so smitten by another human being in my life. It's what I call helpless love, defenseless love. I remember once when she was four, Mary and I took her to a retreat down in South Carolina, and she was running around with a little green hat on, and just the cutest thing you've ever seen. So I said to her, I said, Catherine, I said, do you know that I love you more than anything else in the world? And she looked at me totally nonplussed, and she said, Grandpa, everybody knows that. Tell me something I don't know. She takes after her grandma. She's a really, really, really smart little girl. She's really, really, really smarty-alecky little girl, too. I love smarty-alecky little girls. We just have the greatest. Oh, the other day, we were going to have a birthday party at our house, because she's always busting my chops. They sent me and Catherine out in the backyard. We were going to have a birthday party, so they wanted us on dog poop patrol. So I went out, and I stepped in something and said something that I shouldn't have said. And she looked at me with total pity and disdain and said, Grandpa, there's always a better word. That's cold. I'll tell you what else. You guys haven't lived. I've just graduated from a year of sixth grader jokes. Have you guys been through a year of sixth graders? Every afternoon she comes running off the school bus, tells me another one of those damn sixth grader jokes. So in self-defense, I bought myself a sixth grader joke book. And I'm an actor. I know how to do this stuff. So I practiced and I worked on it, and I've got it down. She comes running off the school bus, and I said, Catherine, what do you call a fish with three eyes? She goes, I said, fish. Catherine looked at me just like you guys did. She looked at me for about 10 seconds. She said, Grandpa, hilarious. That's cold, too. So anyway, I wrote this song for Catherine and people like Catherine who survive against all odds because they've got something to accomplish in this world. Catherine came into this world a little early. She came into this world on a prayer. Oh, how could anyone that small have any chance at all? There is a reason. Here's the reason. She was born to make a difference. She's got something. Something to do, something to do. Dr. King came to Memphis on a Thursday. The garbage men were marching arm in arm. Those cave boys warned him not to come, but King would never run. He had a difference. He has something, something to do, something to do. Something to give, something to share, the courage to see it through. Make a stand to carry on. Sometimes moves a mountain. Look around, this world has got some problems. The air we breathe, the homeless on our streets. Oh, what if you and you and me, if all of us could see there is a reason, we've got a reason, and we could make a difference. We've got something, something to do, something to do. Sing if you like. Never happened before.